Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Business on the Edge Extended with Margaret Jackson. This show is brought to you by Business on the Edge, your small business problem solver. We are servicing small businesses with local and national business coaching and consulting services, training classes, small business and professional resources, connections, and industry tools. Connect with us on Twitter, and you can get us there at Business on the ED, LinkedIn, Margaret Jackson. Let me know you're listening to us. And Facebook, Business on the Edge. Or you can always email me at onthe edge@businessontheedge.biz with your questions. I am Bay Area's AM 1220 KDOW business coach, and I enjoy doing our Business on the Edge Extended here on Blog Talk Radio. I have a lot of fun with this show. We get a little bit more edgy. What are we cooking up on the grill today? This is the Business on the Edge Lunch Grill. What is it? Well, if you tuned in yesterday, we did an off-the-cuff show right before an event that Business on the Edge was hosting, and it was the On the Edge Small Business Network Pitch. And so the deal was this different type of networking, and if anyone knows me, I really am not a big fan of going to networking events, but I know that networking events are important, but the goal really is go to the right networking event. And for crying out loud, please, please, please keep your 30-second elevator speech in your pocket or in your purse. Give people a reason to want to connect with you afterwards. You have to understand that they'll hear 20 pitches at any given time, and trying to compete with all of that same brochure talk. And that's what I call it. And no offense to the National Speakers Association. I got your email yesterday on doing a class or training on, you know, your best 30-second elevator speech. Great. Fantastic. Have a great class. But what I'm talking about is passion. Passion to talk to people about why you sell what you sell, why you do what you do. At networking events, most of the time, and I'd like to say 99.9999 infinity percentages of the time, people are there to sell. You're trying to sell your products and services. So selling is on everyone's brain, everyone's mind. And so what I did yesterday in our event, I said, first of all, you're not here to sell. You're here to buy. That got everyone's attention. You know why? Because if everyone's there to buy, and you're looking at an opportunity to buy services at a networking event, guess what? You're doing business. And so if everyone in the room is thinking about buying, everyone's doing business. And I encourage everyone to do business with someone in the room or multiple businesses in the room. Why? Because if we're all buying, learning about the businesses that you're in, and we took, and it took the whole 2 hours plus to really go through all of the businesses. We had premium pitches, but the great thing was that they loved the most out of it is that they didn't get 30-second elevator speeches. They got 2 minutes, 2 to 5 minutes, depending on where you were at on the agenda. You know, premium pitches were 5 minutes. Pitches that were 2 minutes were those that registered for our events. The premium pitches, I actually handpicked those to pitch their products and services. Why? I've done business with them. I've learned about their business. I'm connected with them in some other way. And so I don't mind putting my voice, my business coaching voice, my radio voice from AM 1220 KDOW, Bay Area's business leader, voice behind their product and service. I'm glad to do that. And I'll tell you a little bit about some of the companies that were there in just a moment. But I want you to get this strategy down. We have to get out of the same types of networking paradigms. You want change. How many events have you gone to that you've gotten just, you know, you just get an influx of business opportunities? Well, if you don't, then I have to say that you're not networking to your full capacity, because networking is certainly important, so I'll never say that it isn't important. But strategic networking important. Strategic networking is even better in terms of what you're trying to accomplish. But you have to know what you want to accomplish before you get to the networking event. So you think about, you strategize and say, okay, we're going to this event. What's our goal? What's my goal? I talk to my team about what are our goals about networking. And so we go in trying to achieve that. We never go in selling. Our sales typically, in general, are soft sales anyway. But we look at what I can learn or what we can learn from other businesses and then what we can do for them. And so if you're genuinely, I'm genuine about what I can do for your, you know, to help you with getting your services bought. I'm genuinely interested in how we can, you know, get your information out there. I'm genuinely interested in you telling me about your business. And so if we can do that and I can learn that, I can decide whether or not I want to do business or I have other people that can do business with you. If I don't, it's been rare that I've met people that I would not do business with, and I've had to diplomatically tell people at one of my seminars in particular that this person was just not ready to do what they're promising to do. And I think because they and part of that was coaching, but they would hurt the customers verbally. Their approach was very, I would say, you know, if it was a person who was really trying to, you know, get their business, you know, or get something off the ground, and they're insecure, this particular type of coach, their strategy would wound them, would hurt them. And we didn't want that to happen, and we didn't want to participate in that. And so it's not about beating people down or ripping people apart to get them to live their dream, live their passion, or pick up broken pieces from whatever their situation is. And so very sensitive about those things. But our networking event was so interesting. We did the pre-show. And then, you know, as we were doing the pre-show, we had KDOW come in. You know, they got an opportunity to pitch, and certainly they got a premium pitch for obvious reasons. You know, that's business. That's why I do what I do. It's business, right? Premium pitches was also FCC Realty, Frank Kinsella. Frank is a Bay Area real estate broker. And, you know, and I was asking them questions. It wasn't just do your pitch. I kind of interviewed them, you know, with one or two questions, like, why should we want to do business with you? What makes you so different than your competitors? And if you don't know this and you're not in California, I'm actually from Illinois. I don't get this. I don't know if I'll ever get it, but I asked it. Anyway, I asked the question anyway, and the question was just, why does California have so many real estate agents and brokers in it? Are you kidding me? It's like, if you talk about oversaturated, it's like, and this is a bad example, you know, like, what is it, Lord of the Flies, or, you know, you see these movies and they have, you know, all of these bugs in them, or documentary, it's like saturated with real estate people. And so it's hard to wedge and really into a market that and be a leader if it's so saturated, overly saturated. So I asked Frank, why should we do business with you? And I like this guy, but just because I like him, I want you guys to know why, you know, I wanted them to know why they should do business with him. And so he shared that. He shared about how he would go into a home, and if he noticed cracks in the ceiling or the foundation wasn't strong, he's going to tell you about it. He's not going to just for the sake of selling the home. He wants to get you in the right home. He's not trying to keep you from seeing things that you shouldn't see. And unfortunately, guess what? You got shiesty real estate agents. It's just the way it is. They're trying to sell homes, and as many homes as they can sell, they want to make their money, and that's it. But you got someone who really cares about what type of home you're going to be in, what type of home you're investing in. It's either your dream home or the home that you're going to live in for the rest of your life, maybe, you know. And so he wants to make sure you make a good, you know, you make a good buy. That's great. So that's the sort of stuff that we did. And every single business in the room, we had 25 spots and we had 22 registrants. And so everyone in the room had an opportunity to pitch. And I told them my main rule was no 30-second pitches, no 30-second elevator pitches, and no questions like, what do you do? And it wasn't even necessary. And when you got to hear, like, Human Leap is a great business HR consulting company for Hispanic. Their sweet spot is helping Hispanic businesses. They'll help any business with their HR and setting it up in your company, but, you know, small business. But great passion I saw out of Pablo. And I just met him last night, and I'm talking to you about him today, and I remember him. I remember his face. I remember his smile. I remember his accent. He's from South America. And so just a great, passionate guy and wanting businesses, small businesses, to make sure that their HR structure is strong. And guess what? We're going to do some business with him. I think what I'm going to do is bring him into probably our summit in November. He would have never realized that opportunity if he hadn't come last night, which was a freebie. And so everyone had an opportunity and left the room with opportunities to do business. Why? Because I kept telling them, you're here to buy. We're cooking this up on the grill today. I'm cooking up 30-second elevator speeches. They should be burnt like a crisp right now because I'm so tired of hearing the 30-second. I have something in my mind that I want to say, and I don't know if I should say it. It's just, we're tired of 30-second elevator speeches. If you want to call me and talk to me here on Blog Talk Radio about elevator speeches and how great they are, have at it. I'm going to strongly disagree with you. You can call me on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge, 800-516-1220, when I'm live Friday night, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m., and tell me how wonderful 30-second elevator speeches are, and I'm going to strongly, strongly disagree with you. They are outdated. And what people want to know is really why we should do business with you, the passion that you have behind it. Steve Jobs had passion, and so he, when he talked about his product, he was so convinced. If no one else bought it, he bought it. And he bought it first. And so why? And he loved it first. And that's why he could sell it to you. And that's why we think we should have these products. Now, I don't know, Tim Cook, I'm not sure if we're going to see that same type of passion. So far, I'm kind of like, I don't know that we're going to. We don't want him to be Steve Jobs. He has to be who he is as a CEO and moving the legacy of Apple forward. But Steve Jobs just had a way of convincing us that his product was the best product on the planet in terms of iPhones, MP3 players. Not so much as far as the editing software, although it is a great tool to use, Final Cut Pro, any of their products, in terms of some basic, you know, post-production work. But essentially, he just loved what he was doing. So some of the other businesses last night, they're like Ida Hardy Inspirational Coaching. So much passion about helping people make right decisions if they end up losing their jobs. How many of you know, I can't see you, but by a show of hands, losing your job and going back and shooting up your previous employer's workplace is probably not a good idea. I'm just saying, it's just not a good idea. And so you have to be, that's like the ultimate tantrum. I don't even know what to call that. It's like, really, are you kidding me? You know, if you agree to join a company, you're excited about them hiring you, you do know that they can fire you. I mean, you go into, I don't care if you've been there 30 years, you do know that that's part of the deal. It's business. And it's not always right business. And it's not always fair business. I don't like the things that happen in businesses. I've been unfairly fired from a contracting job. Great job. Six figures. Great. But it's business. Not because we did anything wrong. Just because they wanted to use someone else that talked them into their product was better. Their service was better. Turns out their service wasn't better. In fact, they ended up in prison because they were a big fraud. But I'm just saying. But that's what they ended up with. And so that's, I didn't go back and shoot up the place. Those are not good decisions. There's something wrong with that thinking, that mentality, you know. And sometimes, you know, you lose your job because, you know, the company's downsizing. But whatever the case is, what Coach Ida said last night, which I thought was really great, it says you have to look at job loss in a different kind of way, that there's a part of you that you haven't been introduced to. And so it's an opportunity for you to see yourself in a different way with different opportunities and new opportunities. How about that? Fantastic. IdaHardy.com if you want to learn more about what she does. FCC Realty, I don't have their website right here off the top of my head. I just happen to know that one off the top of my head. But if you want that information, you can definitely go to our Facebook page. We have FCC Realty information posted out there. If you go through some of our older posts, and we'll definitely get some new posts out there for you. But connect with some of these companies. If you're here in the Bay Area, Silicon Valley, you can get Frank Cancilla's information so he can help you get into the right home or out of the home that you want to be in. And if you tell him you heard it from Margaret Jackson, Blog Talk Radio, AM 1220 KDOW, any of those things, Business on the Edge, you will get a deal. So let him give you a deal on that as well. Other companies that get this. How about this? 30-second speeches out the window. They love this. Svinhard Pastries. Svinhard. You eat Svinhard Pastries. Can you say that? I bet you can't say it three times fast. I can't say it once well and say it fast, so I have to slow it down. Svinhard Pastries was in the mix in the house yesterday at our networking event. And so Chad Svinhard and the pastries, I love their pastries. They're like fantastic all over the country, and they're at our networking event. And he did a great pitch on their pastries, and they're interested in greater branding. He's like, you have Hostess's branded, and you've got Little Debbie's that are branded, but Svinhard is not really, the name's not really branded, and he wants to see more activity with that. So for those who are listening and all those that are listening to the archive radio here show, Svinhard Pastries want you to know that they're there, and I certainly buy their products. I love them. My husband's former military. He is retired military, and so we get our Svinhard Pastries from the commissary. So I enjoy the pastries. And this guy is like 7 foot, for real. He is actually 7 feet, and so every time I see him, I'm like, Chad, I don't care. And I'm just going to say it like this. What color you are, anyone that tall should be in sports. And I say that because there's some, you know, if you see a 7 foot black guy, he doesn't want you to ask him whether or not he plays basketball. Sometimes that's the case, you know, and I'm saying this as a black woman, American woman. If anybody, I don't care if you're that tall, I can't help it. I don't care if you're Hispanic, black, white, pink, green. Are you playing sports? I just need to know. And probably my at the top of the list is going to be basketball. It's just the way it is. I'm just, hey, who was? I'm just saying. You know, we're so touchy, you know, in the United States about what we say and what we don't say and being politically correct. And I'm probably the most non-politically correct person. And so I like to kind of just stick it out there. You know you're thinking it anyway. So anyway, This event was really, really different, and we're going to continue to do events like this. I'm going to do them off the cuff. I'm not going to do 2 weeks in advance or anything like that. I'm going to just do it when I feel like doing a networking event. In fact, this is how we did this event. Friday morning, I decided, you know what, we're going to postpone the class that we were going to do on sales, and let's push that back to August, and let's do a networking event. And this is the first networking event that Business on the Edge has done that we didn't handpick the people. I do very creative networking events. In fact, I got a networking event coming up that it is an executive event that we're gonna take 20 executives to the Sharks Tank, San Jose Sharks Tank, and watch the SaberCats play some arena football. And so, you know, we just do these sorts of things to try to connect the right people together. And so we're excited about that. But I do very specific networking events because I want people to give value. And so this networking event, I decided I'll do it, but I want companies and businesses to get value out of connecting with one another. And so I'm telling you, so one after another, business after business, and at the end of the night, I had more comments about everyone in the room. You know, I didn't get to talk to everyone at the end of the night, but they were all very, very pleased with being able to share their heart, share their passion. Men, women, it didn't matter. And when you talk about passion, it's not a woman thing. It's just if you love what you do, you know, Michael Jordan was passionate about, he's still passionate about playing basketball. We just tell Michael Jordan it's over. It's done. His time has come and gone. Could he please just remember that? So I'm just saying, you know. But he's passionate about basketball. And you have these business owners, new business owners, seasoned business owners like Svinhart Bakery, all passionate. KDOW, passionate about helping you get the word out. I talked a lot about marketing and advertising because small businesses, they miss a lot of things. And so I did a quick little teaching in regards to pitfalls that businesses have, small businesses. You know, small business thinking, they think this, I don't have time. I don't want to do that. I can't afford it. I don't see the value in training and education. I don't see the return on my investment. And so big business thinking goes this way. How can I make the time and build the future of my business? How can I afford it? Training and education is essential for my long-term plan and sustainable growth. How do I measure my investment? How do I measure what the return on that investment looks like if it's not monetary? What am I getting in return? Is there an exchange happening in this situation? And if it is, how long does it take to see that? Is it a day? Is it a week? Is it 3 months, 6 months? You know, and I like to say it like this, grass grows underground. And so I was telling these business owners, look, there has to be some realizations about why small businesses fail. And part of that onus is you. It fails because of you. Now, I know my business failed in 2007 due to the recession. But in hindsight, it wasn't just the recession. Had I understood, had I valued marketing and advertising, we were doing some things, but if I had really implemented and deployed my business plan differently, I could have saved that company, and we wouldn't have had to go out of business. And what I did, like most new business owners, small business owners, and I was in business for 7 years, great company, started it with $150, built it to six figures, had just gotten $250,000 in funding to take it to another level, to a seven-figure company was the goal, and the recession hit. And so what I should have done is I should have dumped $50,000 into marketing. I had the money at the time for this business, and I should have, instead I hired an account executive, and it took longer for them to close deals because the market was slowing down. No one was outsourcing multimedia production and all of that. So, you know, there's just things that small businesses do and little mistakes. And even I was in business for 7 years, but small business was slow. I've been doing this for 7 years, 10 years, 17 years, and I know what I'm doing. not all of you know what you're doing and really understand the framework in terms of what large companies do that small businesses do not do. And so, for example, you've got $132 billion was spent in 2012 on training. And small business owners think they don't need any training. Apparently, large corporations think they need training, their employees training. And, you know, HR, you know, is making sure that they get the different types of training that they need. 21% of training is in management, supervisory, and leadership. Uh-oh. So management would be you, supervisory would be you, and leadership would be you, small business owner. Hey, companies spend about $1,200 per employee in their training annually. So that's something to look at. Small business pitfalls around the web. I don't have a lot of time, but some of the things that I found around the web that small business pitfalls, and this is what we talked about last night. So this networking group could network and they can get information, because what I'm doing, what do I want them to buy? And we're talking about buying, not selling. I'm showing that these are things that you guys do. And so let's look at buying services from one another. And if they're interested in taking our training classes, we were more than happy to assist them with that. But 10 to 12% of businesses open each year, and 10 to 12% of businesses close each year. 10 to 12% open, 10 to 12% close. These are not large corporations. These are new businesses with employees close. So there's something going on with the small business mentality that is not successful in terms of businesses staying open. I have about 3.5 minutes on this. But what else do they do? Poor management, lack of industry knowledge in their own business. Do your homework. They lack mentorship. They need small business coaches, consultants. I may not be the coach for you, but get a coach. Get someone that's going to be for your business. If you want us as a coach, contact us. We are for you. Small businesses tend to focus on just results, not growth, where big business, large businesses are focusing on results and growth. So you want to, you know, make sure that you're doing that. Now, some of my pitfalls that I put together was fear. I see a lot of small business owners, they vacillate between whether or not they want to make a decision. They're afraid of change, but they want change. You know, you can't have it both ways. You have to make a decision and move your business forward. They refuse to invest in any serious marketing advertising campaign for any long-term period of time. They want, like, let me tell you something. If you're going to do marketing, you need at least, if you want to really see some differences, you need at least 6 months for people to get to know that your brand is even available. You know, 90 days is certainly a place to start. We try to get people to at least do 90 days of some type of marketing advertising. But 6 months, give yourself time. Quit pulling out of things so fast because you think people are supposed to be like cattle and burst down your door. That doesn't happen. It doesn't happen on social networking. It doesn't happen in print. It doesn't happen on television. It doesn't happen on radio. It doesn't happen on YouTube. You have to give it time. Statistically, 5 to 7 contacts with that one person to think about doing business with you. So that means that you have to continue to put your information out there over and over and over and over and over and over and over again. I saw a commercial today that that it's been on for like 2 years here in the Bay Area, and now I'm thinking about, you know what, I might just go by there and see if I'll get a new dishwasher in my kitchen. You know, so it takes time. So give it time. I have about a minute left in the show, but I just want to tell you, network differently. Don't do the 30-second elevator speech. Grill that up, burn it up, and just kick it out. And let people know how much you enjoy what you do and why your business is the business that they should invest in terms of doing business with you, in terms of buying your products. So look at, this product is fantastic. You know, make them believe that, even though your competitor may be big business. But if you have passion and you believe in it and they buy into it, you buy into it, they'll buy into it as well. And so you want to do this. You can always listen to my show on AM 1220 KDOW, Business on the Edge. And you can go to www.kdow.biz to get my show, 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. on Friday nights, live. Call in and get your questions on the air. And remember, here on Blog Talk Radio, we're here throughout the week with you, especially on Wednesdays, 11:30 to 12 o'clock, the Lunch Grill, Business on the Edge. And as always, live life on purpose and with a purpose.